I'm inside the B-17, the aluminum overcast. We are now taxiing down the runway at the Eugene Airport. The pilot tells me we'll be flying about 1,000 feet over Eugene and the surrounding region. Going into the nose section. B-17 Flying Fortress was built by the thousands in Seattle, among other facilities across the United States, famous for their role in the air war over Europe, especially dropping bombs on the factories that powered the Nazi war machine. We are now probably about a good 1,000 feet over what appears to be the northern side of Eugene. I see I-5 below us. Just flew over the Hudson Stadium, where the Ducks have their sporting events. Now we're banking over, turning back towards the Eugene Airport. Hydraulic reservoir for the landing gear, yes.
Yeah, there's the motor right there.
My name's Hank Morrissey. I'm one of the crew chiefs on the airplane, one of the mechanics. I really enjoy seeing the veterans come out and having a chance to talk to them and listen to their experiences. She was a great airplane. She did a lot to help win the war. And the crews, I mean, the airplane would have been nowhere without the crews. The crews are just amazing. Just getting in the airplane, for starters. I mean, you're flying at 27,000 feet. It's minus 40 degrees. There's no heat in the airplane, no pressurization. They're having to wear oxygen, and they're getting shot at. When an airplane went down, it took 10 people with it.
Neil Morrison, Port Townsend, Washington. I'm one of the EA volunteer pilots. I'm meeting people that flew this airplane in combat, meeting guys and hearing stories that range from people that hated it and were scared and other guys that were itching to get in the fight and everything in between. There is no one that escaped losing friends. It's staggering to talk to these guys. I can't comprehend the fortitude that it took to get in this airplane day after day and fly those missions.
And I'm back on solid ground, now looking back at the aluminum overcast, and really gives you a sense and appreciation of what the flying men of World War II put up with, although the distinction being is that the bombers flew much higher, it was much colder, the crews were much more vulnerable than we were. We weren't being shot at by anti-aircraft guns from below, and we weren't being strafed by fighters, so it speaks pretty well to the challenges and to the sturdiness of both the flight crews and the B-17 itself. For KLCC News, I'm Brian Bull in Eugene.